Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Stiletto Business Strategies, empowering you with information that transforms business and life. Stiletto Women Business Owners Symposium is on the move again. This time, we want you to go with us. It's time to step up your brand's visibility, red carpet style. Place your brand's logo on our media wall and travel with us across the U.S. and abroad. Make a statement in multiple markets and stretch your marketing dollars. Go to bit.ly/2015 media wall.
Happy Monday, everyone. I am so excited to be with you today. I cannot tell you. I needed an inhaler, really, to give the description and read the bio of the person that we have on tap for today. And before I do, I want to make sure you have our dial-in number. First, I'm your host, Kim Harris, and this is the Stiletto Spotlight Series. And I'm excited. I'm just filled with excitement today. My energy is off the charts, so if I sound a little choppy and scattered, that's the reason. I'm giving my excuse now. So, pencil and paper, 347-826-9330 is the dial-in number. You can ask questions of our guests or just call in to listen in. Also, I wanted to make a couple of announcements about the Stiletto Women Business Owners Symposium that is coming to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, on April 10th at the American Institute of Architects. I am so thrilled. Thrilled to announce that Her Life Magazine is our local media sponsor for the event. I cannot tell you the excitement that we all share in making sure that this event is going to be the success we expect it to be and to deliver the content that we expect to deliver. So I hope you're going to be in the house. And if you are, do so. Get your tickets early because we do still have some specials going on the website. You can go to stilettowbodc.eventbrite.com. That's stilettowbodc.eventbrite.com to get your tickets. Also, if you haven't visited our newly designed website, I invite you to go there today, now, even after the show, and check us out. It's very clean and lean, but we have a lot of features that really put the spotlight on women business owners and entrepreneurs who have true value to share. For example, we are featuring blogs. So if you have a blog, please inbox me on Facebook your blog so that I can feature it on the site. We also have an online directory right now, and it's open and being edited and updated with information about your brand, about what you offer, and we want you to be a part of that directory so that our audience and subscribers can tap into your value. Finally, my final announcement for today is the campaign that we have going on right now. It's the Step Up to Inspire campaign. And what I'm challenging women entrepreneurs to do is to reach back and inspire a young girl or young woman who they have in their circles to join us at the event, one of the events that we'll be traveling to in 2015. The Step Up to Inspire campaign offers an opportunity for you to partner with these mentees to encourage them on their path to success. After all, they are the future leaders, and we do want to continue to perpetuate the growth of women entrepreneurs. So you can go to igg.me/AT/step-up-2-inspire. And I will have all that information on the site available for you on Facebook and on the Twitter feeds and everything like that. So I won't have to repeat that information. Right now, let's get into the meat of the show and share with you some real, real value from this young lady. Today's Stiletto Spotlight shines on Sheryl Action Jackson. I love this woman. She is so full of fire and energy. It is off the charts all the time, and she's always doing something. Cheryl is a million-dollar fundraiser and a speaker who doesn't just motivate but activates her audiences. She has been a keynote for speaker for AT&T, JCPenney, Walmart, Experian, God's Leading Ladies through the Potter's House, McDonald's, and hundreds of conferences, schools, and organizations. Cheryl has sat on numerous panels giving advice. She has appeared on six national game shows, featured in commercials with Deion Sanders, and hosted numerous red carpet events. I want you all to give a warm welcome, heartfelt welcome to our guest, Cheryl Action Jackson. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, Kim, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
You are so very welcome. I'm honored to be in that same space with you. I really am. You are so dynamic and so inspirational in such a real way. I look at some of the things that you're doing and involved in, and you're just in constant motion. And I just want you to kind of just, I guess, give us a glimpse of who you are and what your purpose is in this life.
Well, thank you, Kim. I'm Cheryl Action Jackson. I'm just a woman, a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and I am a social hunger advocate. I talk to people about hunger in our communities and how we can make a difference. I used to say how we can end hunger, but I don't think we'll ever end it. So how we can reduce it by just doing something small. There's a lot of great charities out there, but I don't think anything's as great as having someone provide their next meal, especially when we look in the eyes of children and they go to bed hungry. And we're not talking about children in Africa. We're talking about children in the United States that don't have a meal, and some of them are sleeping outside. And I see so many different people from all walks of life that need something as simple as their next meal. So I've just been a voice on this journey to say that something needs to be done and we can make a difference. And I'm very thankful that the people that I talk to, they actually agree with me and they join my campaign. I'm very blessed about that.
Yeah, and you are definitely the voice. I mean, you are the voice of the hungry. And people are hearing you. I mean, people of all walks of life are stepping up to support this movement and to you know, to back your endeavor, but you do a lot more than just speak about the hungry. You actually, you know, have a very strong platform for motivation and inspiration. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Kim, you know what? I believe that in order for anything to happen, you have to take action. And so when I started Minnie's Food Pantry, I started with two cans of corn, a whisper from God to say, feed the hungry, and I had no idea what was going to come of it. I just knew that was supposed to be my purpose in life. And was there fear? Absolutely. But through taking action every single day, I just saw doors open. And I always, three times a day, ask, seek, and knock. That's what I always do. And so I've been able to be on platforms, like you were saying earlier. I've talked to the people at AT&T. I've been sitting at, you know, at Zig Ziglar conferences and just everywhere being able to tell people, because they don't understand how a woman who didn't go to college, I go to college now, but I'm speaking to the students, and they don't understand how a woman who didn't go to college has accomplished so much, especially in such little time. But it's really just all about taking action and writing some of the things that you want in life, and then just going after them step by step, moment by moment. It's not something big and huge, because what's happened to me didn't happen overnight. But I'm really thrilled to, when I look back and see the progress. I love the progress.
Awesome. Yeah. You're right about, you know, I think a lot of times we hold back because of the mental conformity, if you will. If we don't fit into a certain mold, and you know, we feel like we can't accomplish certain things because we don't have this, we don't have that. And I love it that you don't allow yourself to be limited by those things, because you know as well as I do that we are unlimited. We have access, unlimited access to resources. It's just knowing that you do and moving into that space and believing it. And as a result of your belief, you have definitely demonstrated that your reach is far and wide. And it is, yeah, I mean, you have a circle of influence that most envy. And I'm sure, and you know, I mean, you know, let's talk about that, because you know, most people are trying, you know, they're sweating bullets trying to get into that circle. You understand what I mean? And it's,
I really do.
It's not that that it's not achievable or that it's none of those things. It's, I believe that, you know, like you said, when you move in purpose and you move according to that purpose, you never know what doors are going to open. They just open, and they come, they come all kind of things. So, you know, tell me a little bit about your experience with the servant leadership aspect of what you do. Give me an idea about how you impact other people to really be in touch with social responsibility.
You know, it's interesting that you would ask that question. And honestly, Kim, as I go out throughout the day and I'm talking, I don't really realize the impact that I'm personally making until I get a private message on Facebook from someone in South Carolina saying, you know, can I fly out and follow you and shadow you for a day? And then her name was Daniela Wells, and I remember her so well because when not only did she shadow me for a day, but she went back home and she created her own food pantry. And when she created the food pantry, when I see all of the great things that she's doing, and she didn't have a lot either, it just makes me, I really tear up. I cry all the time. People say, girl, do you ever stop crying? But it's from an older person to a young kid who comes in and says, you know what, it was my birthday, and I heard you speak, and instead of me going and asking my mom for toys, I had kids come over, and we did Camille's Kids bags so that we can give these out at the food pantry. And so the social influence that I have in terms of servant leadership, it goes from the youth all the way up to the elderly, and it's just amazing. And the only thing I'm doing, actually, is just telling people to do something small in their community. That's all. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking anybody to do anything that's beyond what they can do. If you got $5, would you share a dollar to help somebody else? If you knew $1 really provided three meals, would you share that? And it's amazing, even with the people, with the people that we feed at Minnie's, when I say that to them, they all take a dollar out of their pockets. They may be on their last dollar, but they're like, wow, I can help feed my brother. So these are people who want to give as well. They just don't have the means sometimes to give. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as founder of Minnie's Food Pantry, our goal is to help those that need help, but then to also to shine the light on those that need help to say, you can still help other people. On every level, Kim, we have a social responsibility to our neighbor, and that's my message. And how can we do it? It's up to you. Search within yourself and your heart, but you can do something.
Right. I agree with you. And, you know, that goes to the principle of reciprocity. You know, giving, we think that we have to give money all the time. I believe that giving goes so much deeper. I mean, just so much deeper than a dollar or $2.
You're right.
It's time. It's your heart. It's your emotion behind the movement of whatever it is you're supporting. All of that is a part of giving, and you're right. When you give, you allow that space to receive more, and I believe that's one of the reasons why I'm on the outside looking in, Cheryl. I mean, of your life, I'm on the outside looking in, and I see the blessing, if you will, that flow into your direction. But it is not, in my estimation, in my perception of it, it is not because so much of you just doing. It's because of the heart behind the doing. I believe that your heart is so big and so generous that nothing but goodness can come back. I mean, you know, you've already allowed that space. And I think you're a perfect example of the law of reciprocity in action, Jackson.
Wow. Thank you so much.
So,
That
was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
I love your energy, Cheryl. I love everything that you do.
I love you too, Kim.
I really want to be the an extension to the work that you do in some way, in whatever way that I can. So give me some examples of how other people can be an extension to your platform and what you're doing to serve other people, but also to support you as a woman entrepreneur in your speaking and things like that. What are some of the projects that you look to get involved with?
Well, you know, one of the ways, like you said, giving money isn't everything, but, you know, we have been blessed to move from a 500-square-feet facility feeding like 100 people per month to now we're in 11,000 square feet feeding over 1,500 people per month, almost 5,000 when you include the people and the families. And so, you know, definitely donating online at minisfoodpantry.org is a way that you can give back because a lot of people don't have the time. But then if you do have the time, we have people now that are, we have this new initiative called hashtag Team Minis. And you can join Team Minis for $60 a year. And basically it's $5 a month, or you give the whole $60. And with that, you get your name put on our website. You'll get a T-shirt from us that, and a certificate as well that says, you know, I joined Team Minis and I provided X amount of meals. And if you're local in the area, you can come by and we have this huge banner that you can sign the banner with your team, with your name on Team Minis for 2015. And then some people have joined Team Minis as well by delivering food to the homeless. So there's a lot you can do. Food drives at your church. I mean, we really advocate at the church. If they called and said we want to do a food drive, we may say just concentrate only on like maybe 500 cans of corn or 200 boxes of mashed potatoes or whatever it is, so that your group can be really, really excited when you hit your goal. And usually when they hit their goal, then they get excited to do above and beyond. So, you know, there's so many easy ways that you can be involved, and it doesn't take a lot of your time. And once you get started, then we found that everybody wants to be a part. They just don't know where to start. So you can start small and then grow it into something big. That's what we've done at Minis. We started small, 2 cans of corn, and now, you know, we've got a warehouse, and we've got 5,000 volunteers. So things are going well. They're
wonderful.
Going really well. And if you have a company, I mean, I go out and I speak at companies. So, you know, depending on how many people in the time of day, we go out and we speak to company about hunger. They can sponsor a truck. Most of the time when I go out and speak, then most of the companies are sponsoring a truck, a full truck. So we can purchase a full truck of food for $750. So, you know, you can purchase a whole truck for the week. So it's really so many different initiatives that we have. And they can just visit our website to see what they are. And, again, it's minisfoodpantry.org.
Okay. So I'm gonna take it in a little bit different direction, just for a few seconds. So don't get scared.
Don't worry.
Everyone knows that you know are the voice of the hungry. That you are a diligent philanthropist when it comes to hunger and aid to the hunger. But what would be one thing that our audience doesn't know about you that they would be surprised to learn?
That I get scared, even though I'm a voice, I get scared of the day that someone will walk up and there's not food here in this pantry because the need has become so great. And the more stories I hear every time I feed somebody, I really start thinking about how do I replace that food, because it's frightening to see where we started and then where we currently are. And then as I see the economy and I read the reports and I'm thinking, oh, my God, when the gas prices went up, I mean, we were seeing triple numbers because people couldn't even, you know, fill up their gas tank, let alone get food. And so every time I feed somebody, although I'm smiling, in the back of my mind, a lot of times I'm thinking, how am I going to replace this? How am I going to replace this? And so I'm consistently on the move and on the grind. I don't get to really rest. There's not a really good rest day for me.
Wow. That's diligence.
Yeah.
You know, that's diligence. But I'm sure, you know, there are moments where you understand and realize that in order to really do what you do effectively, you have to pause and replenish, right? I mean, there has to be moments where you do that and you come back. It may not be long, but, you know, I mean, I can't imagine you just going, you know, on full throttle with no moments to just be compressed and release and allow yourself to come back regenerated. So
you know what, Kim, it's interesting you said that. because this past year, I really was, when I tell you I was exhausted, but I was on, because I've been going and going and going. And there's two times I can remember. One time we were serving for Thanksgiving. It was over 1,000 people lined up. And I'm running and running. And this man walked up to me and he grabbed me by the hand. And he was crying. And he said, stop. And I stopped. And he said, look up. And when I looked up, he said, now look around. He said, I need you to take in everything that's happening right now because of you. I mean, there were big, huge trucks with 1,000 turkeys coming in and, you know, 200 volunteers, and there's over 1,000 people lined up around and police officers trying to patrol the area. He said, do you understand who you are and the magnitude of what you do? And honestly, Kim, I could tell you at that moment, I hadn't really stopped to take time to see what happened because of what I'm doing. And then when you talk about resting, I keep telling my husband, and my husband says, sure, you have to rest, but I'm up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm looking for grants. I'm looking for opportunities to get food. I'm looking for people who need help. And he's like, put down your laptop and rest. And it's really amazing because some sponsors of mine who are my dear friends, Tori and Katrina Hunter, who play baseball, they came to me at the end of our gala. We had a huge fundraiser, and they said, we want you to go on vacation with us. And I said, go on vacation. I started laughing. They said, no, we really want you to go on vacation with us. And they invited me, and my husband and I, we agreed to go. And she called me, she said, but there's one thing, you cannot bring your laptop. I was like, what? Because they said, where I go, I take my laptop, I work, you know.
What?
She said, you can't. She said, you have got to rest. And this is this past December. And when I tell you, they flew us to the Bahamas. And we stayed there for over 4 days. And it wasn't until the second day that I realized how tied to my job that I really am and how I don't get a break. Because by the time that 48 hours hit and there was no laptop and I was really sleeping at a normal time, the third day I was like, I'm free. And I looked at her and I didn't, for years, I just started crying because I didn't know what it was like to rest. I don't. I really don't. So, yeah, if I can tell anybody, I would say that no matter what dreams you have, make sure you take some me time for yourself, because I have such a poor job at that. So you got to have a balanced life, your family. Yeah. And my director, Erica, she's a perfect example of knowing how to balance your life between family. She was going to school, but, I mean, she still did it all. For me, it was just 100%. I'm always on the grind for minutes, always on the grind for minutes. And I did it, even during the holidays, I never knew when to shut it off. Never knew. And I'm just learning that headed towards 50. Just learning. And it's a process still. It's still a process. So take time for yourself.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is. And especially with someone who is as giving as you are, it's a challenge. It takes a bit to pull back. Because of just because of the nature of who you are. And I get it. I totally get it. We're already down to 6 minutes in the show, but I want people to know how to reach you, how to support you. Where can we go? What's a website that you can give us? Again, I know it's Mini Soup Pantry, but you have a couple of other sites as well. So take some time to share those with us.
Absolutely. MiniSoupPantry.org, that is my heart. That's my passion. That's my nonprofit. That's my work. CherylActionJackson.com, that's who I am. If you want, I am really now focusing on blogging. And if you want to see, people who follow me on Facebook, I have a Facebook fan page and a Facebook friend page. And it's Cheryl Action Jackson for both of them. I think it's Cheryl Action Jackson 2 or 3 for my fan page. But if you really want to get into my heart and some of the thoughts, I've started now taking time to write down some of the just moments that we fail to capture. Now I'm doing that more this year. I'm blogging more this year on my actual website itself, just to give people an idea, because people keep asking me, how are you doing all this? How are you doing all this? And I can't honestly answer them. I mean, I couldn't give you a blueprint of how all this is happening. Because all I can say is that I know that I hear the voice of God. And if he says go left, I'm like, I don't know why he's telling me to do this. And most of the time it doesn't even look right while I'm doing it. And then in the end, there's an Oprah Winfrey standing there. You know what I'm saying? That's why you told me to go left. But I couldn't see it, you know. I'll give you a perfect example. I was at one of Oprah's workshops this past year, and I was sitting on the very last row, last seat. And she kept looking a different direction. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's never going to see me. And I kept saying, "When I'm going to move in a break. I'm going to move over here. I'm going to move over here." And God was like, no, be still. And I'm like, God, I'm on the last row. I'm on the last row. And when I tell you, she came off the stage and walked all the way to the last row, put her hand on my shoulder. She's like, Cheryl, you're back. You made it back. And she said, look over there. George, who is her photographer, he's going to take a picture of us. And when I looked across the corner, there her photographer was taking a picture. I'll have him send it to you. And it's just like when you are in the right place, the right time,
it's
unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
That is amazing.
And so when people see that kind of stuff with me, they're just like, how did you do that? I can't script that. That's God moment. It's all God moments. And I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of your servant and knowing that my faith and listening to him. I always, before I walk out the house, I say two things. I say, God, you got to use somebody today. I say two words, use me, period, use me.
Awesome.
And I open up my heart and my mind for him to use me.
That's a lesson we could all learn, you know, really.
Yeah.
It's a lesson that everyone can learn and benefit from. Sometimes we're so busy wanting to move and jumping from one spot to the next that we don't stay still long enough to get what it is that we really need and is waiting for us. So that's a perfect story to tell for that example. So thank you for sharing that. I thank you for coming onto the show, Cheryl, and sharing all of your energy and your love and your passion. It's always inspiring. And I look forward to having you back. I would love to feature your blog on our website. So I'm going to reach out to you and get your RSS feed link so that we can feature your blog and tap into the 1,400 subscribers that we have on our site to come back and support you in your efforts at Minnie's, okay?
Okay, and Kim, can I just tell your listeners, too, to make sure that they support you? I mean, you do some powerful work. I went online and I did the top level you had with $100 support, and that's what I did. And I want to challenge anybody who knows you and those who don't know you to come together and help you. When you help somebody else get what they want, I've found that you get what you want every single time. And so I challenge any listener to step up and match me. Do this for the girls and do this for your vision. And I support you as always.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate you so much. I cannot believe we are out of time. I thank Cheryl Action Jackson for showing up and showing out on the show today and just really sharing her passion and her love for helping to feed the hungry and supporting Minnie's Food Pantry. You can go to minniesfoodpantry.org, as she stated, to learn more about how you can help and help her in her movement. But Cheryl is also a phenomenal speaker, a phenomenal influence and inspiration. So if you're looking for a speaker to really, you know, just have a charge in your event, reach out to her and tap her on the shoulder and get her into your network. I support her in everything that she does, and I hope that you will too. I want to take this time now to just share a couple of things while we still have a minute left. Go back to our website at stilettolive.im-community.com to learn about all the fabulous features that we have to spotlight you as a woman entrepreneur and help lift you up in the value that you share. Also, make sure you go to check out the campaign Step Up to Inspire. I know at some point in your life, one woman inspired you to be more, do more, and have more. In honor of her, make a contribution to the campaign and support young girls and women to join us in the Stiletto Movement. Its website is igg.me/@StepUpToInspire, and you can find out more at Stiletto WBO Facebook about that. So just find us on Facebook, and we have all the information there for you. This is your host, Kim Harris, signing off, saying be blessed, encouraged, and empowered. Thank you for listening.